The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello again. May I reassure the waiting world that our My Music teams are unchanged. Frank Muir is still partnered by David Franklin. Dennis Norden is still partnered by Ian Wallace. Here comes the first round. Identifying pieces of instrumental music, please, for 2 marks. 1 mark for the piece, 1 mark for the composer. Beginning, we always do for some reason, with David Franklin.
Mozart?
Yes, for a mark, and you can deduce your way to the other mark, really.
What?
Well, did you recognise the instrument?
Well, it's a flute.
No, not flute.
Wasn't it?
No, it was a bit longer than that. What kind of a piece would it be for this player?
It was a concerto.
Ah, yes.
It was a concerto for...
the...
clarinet.
Yes. In fact, taken all round, you'd say it was the Mozart clarinet concerto, wouldn't you?
Of course.
And if you went through the keys starting at the beginning of the alphabet?
Well, I'd start in A.
Yes. Major or minor?
How many marks do I get? This is half the first volume of Grove.
I'm going to ask you the Kirkel number in a minute. The Mozart clarinet concerto, Kirkel 622 in A major, and you've got 2 marks. Happy?
Yes.
Good.
Astounding.
Let's see how Dennis...
out of 10.
See how Dennis gets on with this celebratory piece.
Well, I never was much good at celebratory pieces, Steve. In fact, you know, you knocked me off a Requiem or something like that. It's a Tritacata and Fugue. Or should I try one or the other?
Yes, go and try one or the other.
Tritacata,
yes.
Oh, yes. It's the Tritacata. three-piece toccata. Comes in uncut moquette. Yes.
Just cut the tri, just have the toccata.
Yes. It's a toccata.
Yeah, well, you get a mark for that, really. It's somebody's toccata. Do you know whose?
Yeah. Try Bach.
No, don't try Bach. No. Yes, Charles Vidor. Vidor's toccata in F minor. A very popular wedding piece now, which is what I meant by a celebratory. Anyway, one mark for saying toccata. Ian, what's your turn?
For being able to say.
Yeah.
That'll hit. Concerto.
Yes, for...
no. Violin.
Yes, there's one mark.
And,
it's by...
help him, Dennis. Help him.
He'll never learn unless he...
one's got to work it out, yes, for oneself. In the final analysis, it's yourself, isn't it? You've got to stand on your own 2 feet. Tchaikovsky.
No, I'm afraid not. No, later than that. Max Bruch. Violin concerto number 1 in G minor. Anyway, a mark for saying violin concerto. It's the first theme from the second movement, as a matter of fact. And some music for Frank Muir.
That's not a concerto, because it's got a lot of instruments in there.
That's right.
All betting away.
That's true.
And a concerto's only got one in the orchestra, hasn't it?
Usually. Sometimes it has two, and somebody even wrote a concerto for orchestra, but we'll let that pass.
So I get a half mark on that.
No, you haven't even answered it.
I don't know this.
You would tell me, wouldn't you, if you didn't know it?
Yes.
No, I don't know. Shall I tell you the piece? It's from the Ballet Music Act 3 of William Tell. Would you like to give me the composer for
Rossini?
One mark? Yes, Rossini for one mark. Good enough. And, of course, it reappeared as a Scottish soldier. For two marks, can you tell me, please, the answer to the following questions? David, what could you have done all night and still have asked for more?
I may say it's a very flattering question. In fact, in the context which you give me,
yes,
I could have danced all night.
Yes, thank you, yes, for two marks. Dennis, what do you lift up your finger and say?
In whatever context, the next few words make you appear a right nun. I lift up my fingers and I say, tweet, tweet, now, now, shush, shush, come, come. Written by Leslie Cerrone.
Yeah. You got your now nows and your shush, shush is inverted. You say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come.
I could have shush, shushed all night. 20 years ago.
Anyway, it's two marks for that. Ian, what is it that you can't do up?
My belly bottom button.
That is correct for two marks.
Old music hall song.
I've always I've heard you sing it, haven't I? That's
yes.
And does Billy come into it? Is it
I can't do my belly bottom button up. No, it's belly.
Not, oh, I taught my children it and taught them bottom belly button.
Well, that's entirely up to you.
It's belly bottom button. This is the point at which we fly over to Frank Muir for your question, Frank. What are you drowned in the sight and the sound and the feel of?
Beer.
No, actually.
Drowned in the sight
and the sound and the feel of...
I was not.
Do you know, I'm going to shame you by letting Dennis tell you. Dennis, do you know?
A real live girl.
A real live girl, yes. From the show Little Me.
Drowned in a girl.
Well,
I
Frank,
I'll tell you for that, and I say... You lift up two marks and say two fingers and say no mark.
No marks. Yes, I do. Now for some vocal music. One mark for what it is, another for what it's from, and a third for the composer's name. David.
Questions.
Well, what's it
the
called?
Name of the piece, O Rest in the Lord.
One mark.
From Elijah.
Another
by
mark.
Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, sung by Kathleen Ferrier.
Well, you should have stopped a little sooner, sung by Marjorie Thomas on that record, yes. But I didn't ask that, so fair enough. Elijah, O Rest in the Lord, Mendelssohn. Three marks in all.
Oh,
Dennis.
Yes. Despite the hush, below it, Ian was whispering, humming chorus from Madame Butterfly by Puccini, sung by the chorus.
You want
all the individual names?
Hummed
by the chorus, yes. Reading from left to right, it was Peggy, Marjorie, Rose, Fred.
Three now, marks. Anyway, it's now your turn, Ian, to identify some music. A glorious Ian.
Yes, Elizabeth Schwarzkopf.
Yes, that's the one thing I'm not asking.
I know, I know. And it's called, I think, Sei nicht böse, which means don't be cross.
Good. Yes, and I didn't have to say it, now you've said it. Good.
And it's from a... It's from a I don't know what the opera's called. It's something to do with miners.
Oh, very good, yes.
The Miner's Dream of Home.
No. Although one could well imagine.
Der Obersteiger is the name of the opera, the Master Miner. But I'll give you the 2 marks there. Composer, please.
Ah, now that's a much more difficult one, isn't it? I don't think I know this.
No, I didn't think anybody did. But anyway, it says here, Karl Zeller.
Hmm.
He was an Austrian gentleman. He lived from 1842 to 1898. And you get 2 well-won marks out of the 3. And, it was a hard one, so I owe you a favour later on. Frankly, an easy one.
The laughing song.
Yes. One mark.
From Fledermaus.
One another mark, yes.
By Fledestrauss. And translated for bat, another mark. Johann Strauss, another mark.
I make that a total of 5.5 marks.
Yes. The laughing total.
If we'd gone into which character sings it, Ian would have been in a load of trouble, wouldn't you? Master Miner. Anyway, you got your marks there. Johann Strauss II, the composer. 3 marks. Let's have a look at the score. And we have, at this stage in the game, a tie. A lot of people take a great deal of trouble to design music which will encourage children to use their imagination. Here are some electronic sounds that have been designed with just this in mind. Can you describe what the following sounds conjure up in your mind? 3 marks for sheer inspiration. David Franklin.
Standing in a cold shower.
I'm going to give you 3 marks for that. The very prosaic idea that the composer or compiler of that music had was he called it a wish and the appearance of the fairy godmother.
A near miss, David. Standing in a cold
shower. Joining me in the shower.
Yeah, that's what I thought. here's some electronic music for Dennis Norden to listen to. And you have to pick up the words where he left off.
I bet he had to go to bed with his teddy bear that night. No, it's I said music to maladjust children. I said, it's some kind of terror inspiring to give children a nice basic feeling of insecurity.
That's 3 marks, because of course everybody's going to get 3 marks in this round, as you can imagine, except Ian, who's going to get 4. it says here, wizards, alchemists, and sorcerers.
Alchemists?
Alchemists. That was the one that going... He just found...
Muted. What was the one who was barking? I don't know. The alchemist was...
The twittery ones were the flying sorcerers.
Yeah. some similar type music for Ian Wallace. You may speak.
Has he finished?
Yes, he's done.
Well, at first, I thought it was Pekingese dogs at the door going.
Well,
But then, when the other noises came in, one realized that this was obviously the toy train going round the track and gradually running down, blowing its little whistle and finally coming to a rather dispirited stop.
I said I was going to give you four, and four I'm going to give you. Not only was your answer inspired, it was also correct. The piece was called The Train. Frank Muir, here's one for you.
Quite clearly. Father, getting up in the middle of the night to have a glass of water.
For 3 marks, yes. It does actually say here, heavy creature from outer space. I steal a glance at the score, and I see that Ian and Dennis are leading at the moment by 1 mark.
It's a bonus mark.
That's the one I gave Ian, isn't it? A round of general musical knowledge questions. I know how you look forward to these. Mm. For 2 marks, David Franklin, Beethoven wrote 4 overtures for his opera Fidelio. What were they?
Overture number 1. The 3 of them were called Leonoras, weren't they?
That's right.
Leonora number 1, Leonora number 2, no, Leonora number 3.
Yes.
And then was the one that he actually used in the opera.
And called?
Overture. Overture to Fidelio.
Fidelio, yes. That's right. Yes, there's your 2 marks. Interesting thing is that in order of production, they were Leonora number 2, number 3, number 1, and then Fidelio.
But that's
wasn't
interesting.
Asking you. That is interesting. I think that's, I consider that interesting. Dennis, what is Quela, and where would you find it?
Well, I wish I could summon up David's sort of outraged omniscience on this. What is a Quela? Could it be the opening line of,
how is it spelt?
Quela gather lilacs in the spring again. I don't know what Quela... Is it a musical instrument? Sound, song, dance?
No, it's a type of music. It's K-W-E-L-A.
Yeah, I guess I figured it, K-W-E-L-A. It looks African.
Yes, there's 1 out of 2.
Ah. Well, I don't think I'm going to get any Quela now.
I can't give you any more. Do you remember that tune, Tom Hark?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a Quela kind of... tune. It's, it says here, music played on primitive bamboo pipes or penny whistles, a mixture of European and African elements, began among the poor coloured boys of Johannesburg. There was a lad called Little Lemmy, who was a great exponent of the penny whistle, and he
wasn't
played...
Wasn't there a musical
Quela
over here?
Music. Wasn't it? Well, King Kong King included Kong. Some Quela and mm-hmm. Highlight and so on, yes. Anyway, you get 1 mark there for saying that it had an African connection, as far as you're concerned. Ian, what was the big noise from Winnetka, and how was it produced?
What was the big noise from...
Winnetka.
Winnetka.
And how was it produced? And I think Dennis may know if you don't.
Well, it was produced by blowing in, and then it blew right out again.
That was the words of the song. But do you remember, on the record, the unusual sound?
Oh, yes. Somebody whistled. Ray Eberle.
No.
Ray... Somebody...
Ray Baduk.
Ray Baduk, yeah. And somebody whistled, and the other fellow drummed the bass.
That's
drummed up and down
the answer
the
I was after, Ian. You're quite right, Ian.
Yeah. It's very interesting, this thought transference, isn't it?
Bob Haggart was the bass player, and Ray Baduk was the drummer, who drummed on the strings of the double bass to produce the famous noise in that record. How many marks there? 2, because your side got it, fair enough. Frankly, I remember once somebody said to Arthur Askey, what's your new record like? And he said, it's like a huge Eccles cake with a hole in the middle. I thought it was a lovely answer. That prompts this question, how big is the hole in the middle of a gramophone record?
It must be big enough to reach through to both sides.
The A side and the B side.
Yeah. Otherwise you can't get it on. I knew a chap that saved old gramophone records and kept the holes. And he used to sell them
He had a big place. He was outside Wholesale Warehouse. It's just not quite big enough for your little finger to go in, and it's slightly larger than a pencil.
Would you like to hazard in inches or millimetres? You wouldn't really, would you?
That's where your marks lie. It's slightly less than a third of an inch.
I'll take that. I'll take that. 0.2850 inches minimum diameter up to 0.2885, or 7.24 millimetres to 7.33 millimetres. Here's the singing bit Graham Daly plays. You sing, please, with the words for 3 marks, David.
Pretty bubbles in the air. Extraordinary feet. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always smiling. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Very good.
Noticed fellas not beyond it, isn't it?
No, that was in your Glyndebourne repertoire, I fancy, wasn't
it? Of course.
That one? I am forever blowing bubbles. There's three lovely pearly marks there. Dennis Norton, your turn.
Did you hear me mutter, anything goes? My record of this was released without a hole in the middle. The reason will now become obvious. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Any key goes.
Any key goes.
The next line, please, because we have had that line already, you see.
We did. And novelists who once knew better words now only use four letter words, writing.
Good enough. Good authors, too, actually.
Good
not
authors, too.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yes, 3 marks. Ian, are you in good voice?
I don't know.
Right, here we go. Ian.
We're 100 pipers and all, and all. Well, up and gay, I'm a blow, a blow. We're 100 pipers and all, and all. Oh, it's our the border, a wawa. It's our the border, a wawa. We'll on and we'll march to Carlisle Hall. We hit gets and it's muckets and all, and all. We're 100. I inadvertently got a wrong word in there. I was thinking of a certain area of Scotland called the Yetsamucket, and it should have been it's Yetts and it's castle and all, but I just put the Yetsamucket in there, and I hope that there's
people who live there. You could have fooled me.
Won't be annoyed that I put it into the wrong song.
Yes, 3 marks there, and a song for and from Frank.
Midst of a memory, you come back to me. Deep purple blue.
Frank disappeared inside his own collar when he was singing. 3 marks there, why not? And that gives us a final score. I'm afraid we have to end here. David Franklin and Frank Muir win by just 1 mark. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard, and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.
Thank you.